It's 7 a.m. here in Sydney. It's 5 a.m. in Tokyo, 1500 in New York City, and noon in Los Angeles. This is Monocle 24, and you're up first with Sennheiser. A very good morning to you from Monocle Studios here in Sydney. The sun is up, the coffee's been served. It's excellent, by the way. And you're up first with Monocle's editor and correspondents here on Australia's East Coast and all around the world. Coming up today,
I'm Nolan Giles, out and about in Sydney. Stay tuned as I meet some of the most influential people in this great city to hear about how they're shaping the urban environment for the better.
Thanks, Nolan. We'll cross over to the US West Coast a little later too to check in with our bureau there. Culver City, this is Sydney calling.
Hello, Tom. I'm in Los Angeles. I'm Daphne Karnesis. Later this hour, we'll be sitting down with a woman who, perhaps more than anyone else on the planet, decides what you watch, where you watch, and how. Hear her secret in about 20 minutes' time.
Looking forward to that, Daphne. Now, where to next? We'll be in Tokyo, too, for an update on Shinzo Abe's latest surprising initiative to keep the country open for business. And what's been making headlines there in the Japanese presses today? Yolene Goffin is there.
Yes, I am in our Tokyo bureau with a stack of papers. I'll be pouring through them later in the hour alongside Monocle's bureau chief here, Fiona Wilson. We'll have, amongst other things, a look at the hotel renovation continuing to divide opinion here in the capital.
Up first with Sennheiser on Monocle 24, live from our studios here in Sydney, starts now. A warm welcome then to this premiere of Up First. And we start with a look through the local papers. I'm delighted to say Monocle's editor-in-chief, Tyler Brulé, is here. Tyler, good morning to you. How is Sydney treating you?